Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is Tuesday and spring has finally sprung in Johannesburg. This is probably the most exciting thing that's happened, I think, for me in the last couple of days, is the warmer weather. Although it was slightly chilly again on the weekend, but you can definitely feel that spring is on the air. And I even bared my legs minus stockings for the first time in months, which was extremely exciting. So yay for spring and yay for a happy spring podcast. So let's get on with it. So if you have a secretary or you are a secretary, then you want to know that Clicquot Boutique Hotel in Rosebank is all set to spoil secretaries this Wednesday, the 6th of September, which is annual Secretary's Day. So if you have a lady in your office who runs your life like clockwork, she manages your diary, she makes bookings like a boss, then be the boss and take her to an absolutely delicious lunch at Clicquot Boutique Hotel. So the elegant and sophisticated Clicquot, which I've spoken about quite often on the show, is very well known for its fine food, innovative gourmet foods with a huge emphasis on seasonal, local and organic products. And their food is absolutely amazing. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful venue. I really, every time I visit, I feel like I'm stepping into a complete oasis of calm in a sea of chaos that is Rosebank. And it is a sea of chaos at the moment because there's a lot of construction and stuff going on. So if you want to take your secretary for breakfast, lunch or dinner, then you can do that and you can book and reserve your table. They also do a catering menu with a choice of savory wraps, savory snacks, and there's vegetarian options and sweet options, etc. So if you want to have a little something in the office, you can also order a catering menu platter and they will deliver to your office within the sort of the Rosebank kind of area. But if you want to reserve your table or you want to get a catering menu, please do book to avoid disappointment, and you can give them a call on 011-252-3300. You can drop them an email, info@clicquothotel, that's C-L-I-C-O hotel.com. And they're located at 27 Sturdy Avenue in Rosebank, and the website, of course, clicquothotel.com. So if you'd like your boss to take you there, maybe you'd want to drop a hint. Coming up this week, something I'm also really looking forward to is called Unlock the Unusual's Wine Festival. And I have to say, this has been put on by Wine Menu, who are one of the most amazing events organizers. Their events are done to a T. They're on point. Everything is very well organized. And they're so exclusive that they're exciting, if that makes sense. So Unlock the Unusual's Wine Festival is back. They're going to be showcasing South Africa's lesser-known varietals, as well as some international examples, and a focus platform in Gauteng, which is this Thursday, September the 7th. That's 6 o'clock. And you can try some Sémillon, some Sinsau, Tinta Barocca, and many more delicious wine varietals. And Corleen Morris from Wine Menu has, of course, gone above and beyond. As always, the tickets are 250 Rand. They are available from Web Tickets and from Wine Menu, which is located in the Bluebird Shopping Center. And this price includes unlimited tasting, and there's always snack platters or light snack platters, which are available as well. There are limited tickets, so make sure that you book her website, winemenu.co.za. That's said to be very exciting. Just a quick heads up, because I think I actually forgot to mention this to you. After all the Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam palaver and the moving of the dates, etc., etc., he has now added an extra date onto his Three City 2017 concert tour. So he is going to be in Joburg. The new date is Wednesday the 8th of November, and then the original date Thursday the 9th of November at the Ticket Pro Dome. So if you were thinking you hadn't got tickets or it was sold out, you can head through to my website, heatherhook.com, and you can just search for Cat Stevens and check all the dates and prices and times there. But that's going to be pretty epic. And obviously he's in demand if he had to add an extra day to his visit. Consul Glass Shop in Woodmead is now on sale. So for those of you who are all about a healthy lifestyle and avoiding BPAs in plastic containers and all that kind of like healthy stuff, you'll be very excited to know that the Console Glass Shop in Woodmead is now on sale. So their annual Console Shop Red Hot Sale is running until the 9th of September. That's Saturday. And the savings are massive. They range from 25 to 35 and even 50% off select products. And there is no single sale item that is selling for more than 25 Rand. So I was quite excited. I headed through last week and I went and got one of those awesome like glass water bottle things because, you know, plastic's not good for you. And I'd accidentally dropped and broken my last one. And it was something ridiculous, like 18 Rand or something. So, and people were just stocking up. There was amazing stuff. There's vases, all sorts of glass jars and bottles, serving containers, pantry containers, you know, for like keeping stuff in, etc. And then I also got my hands on one of those Console solar lamp things, which I'm so excited about. That was 25% off. And I'm so excited to, you know, that's the one that you put in the sun and you like charge it up and you can use it on your table in the evenings in the garden or whatever. So, I was quite excited by that. And there was loads and loads and loads of other stuff. So, I mean, and there's also, they've offered us some great sort of gift suggestions, like gifts under 50 Rand and stuff. So I've put all of that up on the site, heatherhook.com. Do go through and check it out. But that is the Console Red Hot Sale now running until the 9th of September, which is at the Console Shop in Woodmead, at the Woodmead Retail Mart. And they are open Monday through Friday from 9 till 4 and Saturday from 9 until 1. They are closed on public holidays. And you can also give them a call on 011-603-2080. Go get your shopping on. Last week I went through and I met with the organizers and did a little bit of a Pinotage and Biltong sampling. And I'm so excited that the Pinotage and Biltong Fest is coming to Joburg. They've been down in Cape Town for, I think, 3 years. And they're heading our way on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of October at the stunning Lariba Hotel in Centurion. It is a day filled literally with Pinotage and Biltong. I mean, could you be happier? Really, let's be honest. So I'm going to be chatting a bit more about that closer to the time. But if you do want to go check it out, again, details are on my blog, heatherhook.com. The ticket prices are 220 online and 250 at the gate. And this includes a wine glass and a Pinotage and Biltong pairing card. Under 18s, obviously free with an adult. And you can book your tickets on computicket.com. There's also a dress code for the event, which is purple and white. And prizes will be given for the best, cutest, and most fun outfits. So that's something to make sure that you have in your diary. Now, the Tsoho Mile, which is quite well known, this incorporates all the stretch of hotels, literally Convention Center, Sandton Sands, through to the Garden Court. It is literally a mile of property that's owned by Tsoho Sands, and known as the Tsoho Mile, have welcomed a brand new chef to the Sandton Sands kitchen, Chef Gerard Fungelung. And he has taken over the iconic hotel kitchen. Hotel is obviously located in the heart of the Sandton Business District and is home to the San Restaurant and Deck, which is renowned for fine dining and an absolutely amazing wine list. I think amazing's, let's say exceptional, because amazing's just like too bland. So I got to catch up with Chef Gerard and find out a little bit more about him and where he came from and what he plans to do with the kitchens at the Sandton Sands.
Started a chefing career very young. That was one of those, you leave school and got no clue what you want to do. I joined up with a restaurant. And I enjoyed the environment, and you know, you look at the chef and think, okay, powerful dude.
Yeah.
Like the vibe, the craziness and everything, and that's where it started. And then I started working as a waiter, and then found myself migrating into the kitchen. And then my dad rocked up the one day and he says, you know, son, what are you going to do with your life? You need to do something. You know, you need to get an education or something.
So you just walked in there straight from school? You didn't? You were just like, hey, I want a job?
Look, the thing, but at that time, I said to him, you know, if he wants me to get to hotel school, you know, he must get me in. Whatever.
Yeah.
So he got me in, but the criteria then, obviously, you had to do your military service first.
Oh, yes, back in the day. There were 2 years, eh?
Yes.
There were 2 years, yeah.
So I completed that and then came out and still had the interest for it.
Did you cook while you were in the army? Or did
no,
you? Oh, no.
No
so
no.
They didn't put you in the in the
no.
catering division?
Just as well. The food was bad.
I can imagine.
So when I came out, I went to Wits Hotel School. Did my 3-year diploma there.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was doing it, I also worked in restaurants. I was able to pay the fees and everything.
Yes.
That.
And you get experience as well,
it.
Yeah.
And that's how the career built and everything. When I left there, I joined a catering company, which was nice to see, nice things to do, but really wasn't my interest. And then I got an opportunity to open with Stefano, the Grace.
Okay.
In Rosebank.
Yes.
That's how it all started.
Okay.
But they didn't have a position for me. All they had was a chef de partie for pastry. So what the hell?
Well,
I can be a pastry chef? Yeah.
How complicated could it be, really? Yeah.
So that's how it started, so the craziness and all that. And then I got to know another good chef, Tim Boget.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Westcliff at the time.
Okay.
And he went off to Open Saxon.
Oh,
so
right,
I joined there as the exec sous.
Okay.
And then I interviewed for a few places, and because Saxon was so small in those days, you didn't do the numbers.
Yes.
I went to be a great chef. So anyway, so
before
then
before boutique was cool.
That's right. Yeah. So then a position came up at the Hilton.
Okay.
And I took over the exec sous, and a few months later I became exec chef. Stayed there for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
That was a learning curve.
I can imagine.
I must say it was a great part of my career, because that really spelled mass banqueting.
Well, you learned
many restaurants, many chefs. So, and that's where it started. And I think then after the Hilton, I thought, nah, I must be able to open my own business and my own restaurant. Yeah, I know my stuff. So anyway, that was another baptism of fire.
Oh, wow.
Lasted 3 years. That collapsed. And then, I was pretty much unemployed at that time. And then I got the opportunity to open up SS Monte.
Okay,
the
yes,
Monte Casino,
yes,
the
yes.
First new hotel for the Southern Sun Group.
Yes.
Opened that, and then 54 and Bath came along, opened that.
So have you now stayed within the Tsoho? Okay.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah, look, it's...
Fold, if you will, in the fold.
Look, it's a lovely company. I've done well with them. I've hit many opportunities with them. I mean, after I opened 54, I was sent to Palazzo to do a nice mm-hmm. cleanup with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here I am at Saint & Son Intercontinental and Convention.
And, I mean, you've got some shoes to fill, Garth.
Yeah,
so what are your plans? Are you going to revamp the menu or any?
Well, yes,
any...
As time goes by, obviously we've got some things to deal with and sort out and as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the idea. And,
Well, I'm excited
to see
how
we go from there. Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to the meal this evening.
Yeah,
so
thanks. I must say, one thing about Garth is, I mean, he's really his career was really bringing young chefs up.
Yes.
And there's a nice bunch there, and they always had that chef's table going, and where he would then let them showcase what they could do.
Mm.
And I must say, when I heard the concept coming here, I thought, well, you know what, it's a good plan, it's a good platform, and. Jonathan, who's here, I mean, he won Chef of the Year.
Okay.
Young Chef of the Year.
Oh, yes, that's right. Recently.
Yes,
that's right. Okay.
He's doing the majority of the food.
Okay. Oh,
and
fantastic.
And then I've got a phenomenal pastry chef here, Jody, which she'll be doing the desserts. I mean, she also takes care of the three notes. Got an incredible baker here. Ricky, sadly, won't be here because he always has to come in early in the morning to bake.
Yes, okay.
And he also bakes for the three notes.
Okay.
But, you know, he's also, I've never met such a guy so passionate about bread. So I must say, it's a lovely team here. And like I said, from there, you can only go to better strengths, you know.
Looking forward to amazing things, but with a resume like that, I am sure that Chef Gerard is not going to disappoint us at all. So he is now the complex executive chef for the Sand & Sun, the Interconti Joburg Sand & Towers, and the Convention Center. And so if you're around, check it out. And if you want more information on Tsoho Sun or the Sand & Mile or Chef Gerard, you can head to tsohosun.com and go and check that out. Quick update, our very own golden girl, Miss South Africa Demi Lee Null Peters, is going to be competing in November in the Miss Universe pageant and hope to follow in the footsteps of former Miss South Africa title holders who have triumphed on the international stage. Annalyn Creel is one of them, Rolene Strauss is one of them, Margaret Gardner I think was the first back in like 1978. And this is the 66th Miss Universe pageant, and it's going to be taking place on Sunday, November 26th. And Demi Lee is going to be representing us. So yay, we wish her the best of luck, and we look forward to watching her on her journey. It's an amazing experience, and Let's hope we can bring home another Miss Universe pageant. I think that's, or another Miss Universe title. I think that would be absolutely amazing. So good luck, Demi Lee. Now, I have a set of tickets to give away. I spoke last week about Marvel's Inhumans, which is now on at the IMAX. And I am ready to spoil you. I have two sets of double tickets valued at 260 Rand per set to give away. And all you need to do is you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, you'll see the competition there, and you just need to comment below the post and let me know who your favorite Inhumans character is. So the competition is closing on the 7th of September, which is this Thursday, and the winners will be contacted via email. So you've got 2 days left to enter, so please make sure that you do. It looks absolutely epic. They have shot a TV series, which is going on to DSTV, but they are running exclusively, I think, just for the month of September, so till the end of September. You can then go and watch the first two episodes exclusively in IMAX at Stuart Kennicott IMAX Theatres. And it's the third television series and follows Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Marvel's Agent Carter. And the plot follows the story of the Inhuman royal family's escape to Hawaii after a military coup, where they are greeted with surprising interactions with the lush world and humanity around them. It looks absolutely epic. So if you want to win a set of tickets, you know what to do. Heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on Win with Marvel's Inhumans, and comment and let me know who your favorite character is. And I will be announcing soon. So make sure that you enter. Now, if you are techie kind of a person, but I'm not big into my tech. I like technology and what it does for me, but I'm not like particularly, I wouldn't say I'm like at the forefront of technology. However, I am a Samsung fan. I have always had a Samsung phone. And you know the proverbial, you know, Samsung versus iPhone debate. I'm always with Samsung. So I was super excited last week that I was lucky enough to attend the live stream event here in South Africa, direct from the US, with Samsung Electronics Co. as they introduced the Galaxy Note 8 at the next level in the Note series. And I got to watch that live. It was absolutely amazing. This device has been built as a device for people on the move and who want to do bigger things, like me. And I mean, I've written it all up here. It's on heatherhook.com. But I mean, I could talk for hours. I could do an entire show on all the amazing things that the Galaxy Note 8 has to offer. But it's key. It's got a bigger infinity display that fits comfortably into one hand. It's got an S Pen to communicate in more personal ways. And Samsung's best ever smartphone camera one, which is built in to capture all of life's precious, precious moment. So besides that, you get multi-window. So that's a new app that lets you create custom pairing of apps on your Edge panel, and you can launch two apps at the same time with ease. So you can have two apps open at the same time. S Pen, as I said, always on display, which is an absolutely, it's really powerful. It lets you stay on top of your notifications. You don't need to unlock the device. There's a way that you can just check sort of what's going on there. And the one thing that I quite liked was he basically put the phone to sleep just by voice. So he was like, power off. And it knows to switch the phone off and to switch the alarm on for 6 a.m. or whatever. It was really, really interesting. And they also did a bit of a demonstration about Dex, the new Samsung Dex, which is the console that fits on your desktop. You fit your phone into it, and this then transfers everything that's on your phone to the computer screen. So you can be on a call and you can still be sharing information and looking at pictures and sharing stuff with the person on the call. It really, really was absolutely amazing. So please do head over to heatherhook.com, check out my Galaxy Note 8 post. And if you want more news direct from Samsung, you can visit their newsroom on news.samsung.com. Galaxy Note 8, taking things forward in a big way. Last but not least, I got to do a little test drive. Now, I love test driving products, and I say test drive an example because that's pretty much what it is. You know, you're looking at a slimming treatment, or you're looking at things like fillers that I did last time. This time, I did an augmented beta peel with Lamel. So a lot of people want to do peels, but they don't know that much, and they're Googling for information, and it's all very good and well to get the information off the product's website, because obviously they're going to say that it's fantastic and it works and whatever. And this is where I feel that bloggers and people that do what I do, and reputable ones, because let's be honest, there are 50,000 bloggers out there doing heaven only knows what, but reputed ones who you trust and who you follow. So I literally went in. I wanted to do a chemical peel. I've never done one. I've done like lighter, you know, glycolic acid peels, but I've never done a heavy, heavy, heavy peel. I know that it can lighten freckles. For those of you who know me, I have a lot of freckles. So that was one thing that I really wanted to do, was lighten the freckles. And it also removes things like acne, besides of aging, wrinkles. And I also, when I did it, apparently had a little precancerous growth on my nose that it helped to remove. So I literally went in and put myself under the knife, if you will, to share my experiences with you guys. So if you head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, I tell you a little bit about Lamel. I've been doing a lot of work with them. They are a South African research laboratory. They are FDA approved, and they've been doing some amazing stuff over the last 20, they started in 2007, but they've got 25 years worth of medical pharmacy experience behind the two business partners. I really, really believe in what they do. So I share everything there, and I'm not going to go into it all now on air, but do go check it out. It was absolutely amazing. And I have to say, I always do a before and after photo at the end, because to me, it is just absolutely, it's absolutely amazing. Like, I can't believe it. My freckles are so much lighter. I've had freckles my entire life. I've always been very self-conscious of them. And you know, at school, kids like tease you and all that kind of stuff. I'm literally blown away. My freckles are so, so, so much lighter. And I'm looking forward to doing another one of these. Obviously, they are quite intensive. So you would do it maybe once every 6 months or once a year at maximum, no more than that, because you are literally taking off the top layer of skin. But the results underneath, my skin is so soft, it's so fresh. I am absolutely blown away by this. So if you want to find out more about Lamel, you can head on over to their website, lamel.co.za. That's lamelle.co.za, and check out, they've got a tab on chemical peels, and go check it out, or hit my blog and go and have a look at me, the transformed me. I'm still absolutely boggled, but it was an absolutely amazing, amazing experience, and one that I will definitely be doing again. And that, as they say in the classics, guys, is a wrap. That is it from me for this week on Hangout with Heather. If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to listen to something similar, why not head on over and check out Real Health Plus with Stacey Holland. She talks about all things health and wellness, and has an absolutely fantastic podcast. So do go check that out. If you would like to interact with me on social media, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And I look forward to connecting with you on those platforms. Have an absolutely blessed day ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.